Ksuvas Perk Aleph, Mishnah Hey 1:5. Actually, quite a famous Mishnah. There are two parts to it. The first part's the more famous, if you will. It says, Ha'ochel Eitzel Chamav BeYehuda Shlo BeEdim. Literally, if a person eats by his father-in-law in Yehuda, meaning in Judea, the southern part of Israel, and during the time of the Mishnah, Shlo VeEdim, and there were no witnesses, then Einu Yochol Liton Tanis Psulim Mipnei Shem Misiyached Ima. Then he can't claim for not having found Besulim, because we presume that he was, he had private time with her. So the backstory here is this. In the part of the country called Judea, Yehuda, in the time of the Mishnah, there was a custom, which was that after the engagement, Erison, they would make a party for the Chasan and Kala, either right then, according to the Bar Tanora, or sometime later on, but before the Nisuin, according to Rashi, which would be like a engagement party, I'll call it, for lack of a better term. And at that time, they allowed the Chasan and Kala to have private time together. And the reason was, different reasons are given actually, but the basic reason is that they wanted, in that society, that the Chasan and Kala should be more comfortable with one another, so there wouldn't be too much, you know, awkwardness and the wedding night itself. They already have some level of familiarity and comfort. So they kind of, like, let them have, if you will, like a date, something like what we would consider a date. The point is, they had private time together, and therefore, unless there were witnesses who can confirm that at all times someone had their eye on them, so then we have to assume that it's very possible that when they had their private time, they were all alone, and in fact something happened between them. And that being the case, later on, when they get married, although normally the rule is, if the chasan would claim the next day that he didn't find besulim, we'd believe him because of the principle of the chazak anyways, the presumption that eiranam toreach besu'udah umafsida, a person wouldn't bother going through a whole wedding proceeding if he's just planning on messing up the next day. But here, although he's claiming that he didn't find besulim, the most likely candidate by far is him, if he's someone who married a girl from Yehuda, and he had time with her back at the father-in-law's house, and that wasn't supervised time. That's what the Mishnah says. Again, I'll read the words one more time just to explain it clearly. Ha'ochel eitzel chamav b'Yehuda, one who participated in such an engagement party-type feast in Yehuda, in Judea, shalova edim, and didn't have constant supervision. There aren't edim the entire time he was there to confirm that they didn't have intimacy. Einu yacho liton tanis basulim. So then later on, after the wedding, nisuin, he's not entitled to make a claim of tanis basulim. Bipneishim is yachad ima. Since he had private time with her, so then we assume if anyone is to blame, it's him. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Second part of the Mishnah, unrelated really. We're going to talk about the differentiation, if there is any, between a regular Bas Yisrael, a Jewish girl, and a Bas Kohen, a girl from a Kohen family. The Kohanim were considered to be the sort of the top of the moral totem pole, and they were held to higher standards, we'll see later on in the Mishnah, and therefore the question is, would they be entitled to a different minimum ksuba, ikra ksuba amount? So the Mishnah says, as far as second marriages go, nothing doing. Achas almanas Yisrael v'achas almanas Kohen, whether you're talking about a widow who is not from a Kohen family, just a regular Yisrael, v'achas almanas Kohen, or a Kohenes, a girl who is from a Kohen family, and she's also a widow. In either case, the same thing, k'svas on mana, there's no difference, they both have the 100 mana ikar k'suba. Now, in general, the same would be true for Kohanim girls in their first marriages, but not necessarily always. As the Mishnah reports, Bezdin shel Kohanim hayu, there was a certain place, a town that was populated by Kohanim, and they had a Bezdin over there, and they were Hayugovin Lebesula Arba Meozuz. For the first time married Kohen girls of that community, the Bezdin required a minimum ksuba not of the usual 200, but rather of 400, because they were Benos Kohen, they were Kohen daughters held to very high standard, and that being the case, they were worthy, said this Bezdin, of getting not just 200, but even 400 zuz as their base ikar ksuba. And the rabbis who became aware of this situation going on in this town of Kohanim did not, they didn't object. They let it slide. They said that's the town's prerogative, and it makes sense given that they're Kohanim, and therefore, although not the universal practice, it was obviously practiced somewhere, and it had at least the tacit sanction of the Chachamim.